Welcome. Today we're going to be writing italic handwriting using the book Italics Beautiful Handwriting for Children. This book is available at my website, www.pennygardner.com. In lesson one, we're starting with lowercase I. Lowercase I is a short letter and it has two strokes. You start on the waistline, pull a line down to the baseline, press a dot above. One more, starting at the waistline, go down to the next line down, which is the baseline or the floor, and press a dot above the letter. Lowercase J is a short letter that goes down into the basement. Again, we start on the waistline, we pull a straight line down, but instead of stopping on the floor, we're going to continue down, curve, and follow the basement line. Come back and place a dot above. Go down, make a little curve onto the basement line, and press a dot above. Lowercase L is a tall letter. It starts on an imaginary ceiling line and goes straight down to the baseline or the floor. So start on the ceiling, go down to the baseline. Start on the ceiling, start at the top, and go down. In this lesson, we will write a lowercase V and a W. These are both one-stroke letters. They're formed with straight, slanted lines. For the V, start on the waistline, slant down to the baseline, slant back up to the waistline. Slant down, slant up. W is very similar. Slant down, up to the waist, down to the floor, and back up to the waist. You want to try to make these two parts of the W be symmetrical, be about the same width. It's important to make all parts of these letters touch both lines, both the waistline and the floor or the baseline. Z. Z, we start on the waistline, pull a line to the right, and then we slant down to the baseline and slant and draw a line straight across the baseline. So straight across, slant down, straight across. In this lesson, we have two-stroke letters. Two strokes means that you draw part of the letter and then you pick your pencil up and make another part of the letter. So far the only two stroke letters we've learned are I and J, and those just have a dot for the second stroke. Lowercase K is a tall letter with a short part. Imagine a dotted line that runs halfway between the waistline and the baseline. This line is called the branching line. And the first part of the K is very easy, like an L. We start at the ceiling, go straight down to the baseline or the floor. Then we come over to the right away, start at the waistline again, and we're going to slant in and try to touch this part of the K right at the branching line. So we slant in and then we slant back out. One stroke down, stroke two, go in, go out. Lowercase K, tall parts, go down, slant in, slant out. X is a two-stroke letter, and this is rather different from what you may know, because the first part of the letter, we go down, and the second part of the letter, we start at the baseline, and we go up to the waistline. So we go down, and then we go back up. This is important because when we get into cursive italic, you will be joining out of this second stroke of the X into the next letter. Lowercase N is an important letter. It's a short letter, and you will use this same form in several other letters that we'll do in the next lesson. So for a lowercase n, you start on the waistline, you go straight down to the baseline, then you come back up to the branching line. At the branching line, you're going to turn a corner, hit the waistline, and then come straight back down to the floor. So go down, go straight back up the same line till the midpoint, slant, touch the waistline, come back down. M is another short letter, very similar to an N. We actually start with an N. We go down, go back up the same line to the branching point curve, touch the waistline, go down, then go back up that same line to the branching line, midpoint, and then come down again. So down, back up and around, back up and around. If you notice on your N and your M and all many letters in italic handwriting, you have these spaces, these triangles of space within your letter. Lowercase h is a tall letter with a short part. So we start on the ceiling line, go down to the basement, back up to the branching line curve, hit the waistline, and come back down to the baseline. Ceiling to the floor, to the branching curve, and then back down. Lowercase r is a little bit different from an N. The reason is we do not want to branch too low, or sometimes it starts to look like a V. So we'll go down to the baseline, back up past the branching line. I go about halfway between the branching line and the waistline, and then curve and follow the waistline for a little ways. Down, back up for quite a ways, curve, and follow that line. Lowercase b is a one-stroke letter. It's a tall letter with a short part. We start just like we did the h in the last lesson. We go down, back up to the branching curve, come straight down just like the h, but then right before we hit that baseline, we're going to curve and follow that floor. Start at the top, go down, trace back up and around, down and across. Lowercase p is similar. It's a short letter that goes down into the basement. So we start on the waistline, go down to the basement line, go back up until we hit the branching line, and curve around the letter. It ends very much like a B. Down, back up, down, and across the bottom. Lowercase u is a short letter. We start on the waistline, go down almost to the floor or the baseline, curve it around to the branching point, and then we go straight up, straight back down. Down, curve, up, and straight back down. There should be a space here at the bottom of your u. Y is very similar. It's exactly the same. Except when we reach the baseline, we keep going into the basement, and it ends very much like a J. Lowercase y, it's down into the basement, and then across.